FMR 101.3 FM.
It is time for Fine Gardening. Good morning, Mornay.
A very good morning to you, Elizabeth. This morning, I think we're just going to get right into it with some real practical advice what to do in your gardens this time of the year where we're sitting with water logging and excessive amounts of water in your garden. I was going to be talking about an indoor plant, Anthurium, but I think we'll leave that over till next week. So this time of the year, I think we must, first of all, just take into consideration that the average rainfall for Cape Town is around about 110 to 120 mils of rain in July, and I think we have already peaked over 250 mils, so it just gives you an indication of how much water has actually been falling with these various systems that have been coming through in the last 2 weeks and is still going to be coming this week. That's going to next week at least we're expecting quite a lot of rain. The cold fronts, if you look at sitting in the mid-Atlantic, and obviously it affects gardening, it affects the gardens, because too much water is as damaging as too little water. So there are a few things that we can just chat about and some advice that I can give you to do. Obviously, a lot depends on the soil type that you have in your garden, because that's going to determine the water holding capacity of the soil itself. So if we've got lovely sandy soil, it tends to drain a lot quicker and we don't have as many water logging problems. But in certain areas in Cape Town, we obviously have areas where we've got sand which sits at the surface, and then deeper down it turns into clay level. So what happens is you do get saturation of the sandy soil because it's now sitting on top of the clay. And that's the same problem that we have with really heavy clay soils, especially in the northern suburbs, where the clay soils is made up as very fine particles. Water can't drain easily, and what happens, water logging happens very, very quickly. And then of course we have our loam soils, which are sort of somewhere in between, and as long as they are on a slight incline, they don't tend to get waterlogged too quickly. So depending on the type of soil, once again, the problem will manifest itself in different ways. The important thing to do is, if you look out in your garden and you see pools of standing water, if there are any way to channel that so that it can move away and drain freely, that is a very good idea to do. Unfortunately, the only way you can really do it when it's raining is get out there with a pair of Wellington boots and a spade and just cut a narrow channel somehow to let the water flow through. Also with your downpipes, if you have downpipes coming off your roofs which don't flow into channels which run into the stormwater system in your neighborhood, then it's a very good idea to go and get these plastic pipes. They are flexible, collapsible pipes which you can put around your downpipe, and you can cut them any length, and that'll allow you to get the water away from the garden, away from the house, and straight even into the road, as a matter of fact, which is good at this time, just to get that excess water away. Also with pots, many of our pots are sitting on north-facing patios, and that is the direction that the northwester brings the rain from. So if you see water standing in your pots, the best thing to do is immediately try and, if at all possible, tip the excess water out and cover the pots with plastic all the way around, so at least that you try and limit the amount of water that's going to come into that container. Because remember, plants also drown. The same way, the definition of drowning is the lack of oxygen in water, and that's exactly what too much water does to our plants. It just simply takes all the oxygen, pushes it out of the soil, and the plants sit there, and then they are susceptible to root rot. Now, most plants are actually quite okay with being even in a submerged state for a very short period of time. But if that period of time is lengthened, that's when we start getting real problems which start manifesting in the garden. One of the things that you will find, for instance, if we just take the weather patterns into consideration, many parts of Cape Town had hail a week or so again. And once again, in about 2 to 3 weeks' time, you're going to start picking up the hail damage on your plants. So if you look at things like portulaca, your speckworm, you're going to find small little pitted marks or little dots on all their leaves, and you're going to think, maybe I've got a fungus or something, because you've forgotten about the hail which fell a couple of weeks before that. And just remember, that damage will manifest itself on the leaves, so don't worry about it. There's nothing you can do, there's nothing you can reverse. The plant will survive and it will look better. Similarly, other soft leaf plants, not only succulents, will also show that hail damage, but at a much later stage. And our first our first instinct is always to think that it's a fungal infection. It's normally not. Don't worry about it. But get it back to the water logging, especially in the containers. Try and do, if you can, move the containers away from that the northwester side, do so. Otherwise, it's also a good indication that you must remember that when the rain stops, if you've got waterlogging in that container, to repot the plant as quickly as what you can, to get rid of any excess moisture. Sometimes what happens over a period of time is that your container's pots actually eventually they can block through the root systems, and that's not good for drainage. So it all boils down to that. Some plants, on the other hand, have a very interesting mechanism of getting rid of too much moisture in their system, and that is simply by dropping all their leaves. If you think about it, there's no transpiration which is taking place when we have weather like this, or very little transpiration, very little loss of moisture through the leaves of the plants. So many type of species, what they do is they simply drop all their foliage. It's the quickest way to get rid of all that excess moisture with it, which is in the system, because they don't have a tap which can switch on and off the amount of water that they're absorbing, and then they simply grow new leaves to ensure that that water has some place to go. So it's a quite an interesting mechanism. Lots of ficuses do it. Lots of our indigenous acacia species do that. When they get too much water, they almost show the similar signs to when they get too little water. So have a look out in your garden. I think sometimes we just need to let common sense prevail and try and do what you can. But the amount of water that we are getting is abnormally high in these frontal systems which are coming through, and it is worthwhile. And then, of course, watch out for trees that are large, older, mature trees, which are also sitting in waterlogged area. They are the first ones that, when we get high winds, have the potential for, unfortunately, uprooting themselves and falling over, especially at the end of winter. This particularly happens. So if you can somehow keep an eye out on that, and the moment you see any root movement, maybe get a tree feller in to do some preventative pruning rather than a lot of damage which takes place. So there we go. What to do in your garden when we have this tremendous amount of water that we are thankful for that is falling.
101.3 FM. This is Fine Music Radio.